you've seen me on Twitter when I'll go off on vicarious rants and or free associative or vicarious rants, which would pretty much this was. This was in reaction to it, and I don't know if you've read your email yet. I was, you know, going through on Thursday, and pretty much there were the sort of assertions going on against the anti-healthcare crowd that they were doing stuff like this anyway, that they were going to these meetings, causing, you know, causing all kinds of mess, being confrontational, intimidation, you know, that sort of thing. So I just took it from there. There was one point where I tweeted, "Watch what you hallucinate, it might come true," and I just pretty much took it from that point on and started echoing what I was seeing.
And they've accused you of making violent attacks and even encouraging people like teabaggers to show up at the healthcare town hall meeting with guns.
What I said is, if you, one of my tweets did say, if you have a license to carry, carry. I did say that.
And so what did you mean by that?
Essentially, if you want to come down to it, I am against the healthcare reform as it is written now. I do think that if someone goes to one of these town hall meetings and is physically or verbally intimidated, that they should defend themselves accordingly.
Do you anticipate it escalating to violence?
It seems like it has already, according to the news and according to assertions of plenty of people that, you know, were going off on Twitter for the last several days, since the town halls have been garnering more and more attention as the days go on.
The following statement from Josh Geis in response to violent threats from New Mexico resident Scott Oski: encouraging individuals to attend town hall meetings carrying firearms and badly hurt SEIU members, ACORN members, and others attending. He says the Democrats strongly believe there is nothing wrong with an honest debate about how reform should be done and about reforming the broken healthcare system. But the remarks from Mr. Oske, along with actions such as holding Nazi signs at events, hanging effigies of members of Congress, and fake tombstones of others that we have all seen at town halls across America, are appalling and must stop. Republican leaders in New Mexico like Harvey Yates and Steve Pierce should denounce the remarks and the tactics using by organizations such as the Tea Party Express and the Right Principles, who are encouraging disruptive and aggressive town halls. Are you a member of the Tea Party Express or Right Principles?
No.
He says that there are real challenges in New Mexico that need real change, not violent, aggressive actions by a minority of mob protesters. What's your reaction to Josh Geis' statement?
Did he say that the Republicans should be denouncing? I'm not a Republican, for one. Put it this way, what I said, he's making assertions about people showing up, burning things in effigy, and so forth and so on. People saying things like that, they're asserting things like that, and then when somebody goes on Twitter and sort of brings that out, makes it a possibility, it's an outrage. Do you see what I'm saying? Why is it an outrage when, according to them, this is being done all over the place anyway? Why would they bring this attention to me when they think that the reality of that situation is already happening? You understand what I'm saying?
Well, I do, but do you think that rather than violence, carrying weapons and making threats about violence, that it's better just to have a civil dialogue over honest differences about the healthcare debate?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
And what are you doing to make it more civil?
Right now, nothing. I guess maybe what I did today might work to that end.
And do you think that, are you afraid that, you know, you're going to be looked at seriously by authorities for making those kind of threats on Twitter?
After all the attention I've garnered, yeah, I am.
And what will your reaction or what will your defense be?
I'm basically going to tell, I would have to tell the law enforcement the same thing that I'm telling you right now, that it was pretty much a vicarious set of tweets that I put out, just echoing what the anti-healthcare people were being accused of.
Tell me your motivations behind the tweets and your outlook on the proposals for reforming healthcare.
My motivation behind the tweets is that I like being a very a rabble-rousing devil's advocate, essentially. That's my motivation behind the tweets.
But don't you think that entices violence and riots?
Depends on the person. And honestly, if the person was going to do that anyway, they didn't need me to entice them into doing it. People think that I'm sitting here in an apartment full of machine guns, ready to just go off, you know, for my cause as they see it. That's not the case. Twitter's basically, like I said, Twitter at times can be a fantasy world, vicarious, especially in the political arena for me. I get very very vicarious about my debates on Twitter. And this was a case where it garnered the wrong kind of attention, I'm guessing, at this point.
So you think that it's just a venue to express your, you know, your core thoughts, and that it's not to be taken seriously?
I wouldn't call it my core thoughts, no. I'll get on Twitter, and if I'm talking to a conservative, I'll debate him on a subject that maybe I agree with him on, it, just to be the devil's advocate. I do that a lot. A lot of the people that follow me expect it of me. And
are you going to go onto Twitter and set the record straight?
I put a tweet out a couple minutes ago, right in fact I was entering it as you called, saying my weekend started. I didn't realize that a vicarious string on my timeline would garner this attention, and got you thinking, pretty much.
Did you take any of your words back about, you know, carrying guns to a public event to talk about health care reform?
There were a few tweets that I deleted, but you know what? It's not deleted in the minds of the people that read them, so I won't even mention the ones that I did delete.